It is deceptive,
was Jules' observation. He and I were in one of those cells together. I'd become good early at playing the game since I knew the underlying theorics, so helping others learn it had become my role.
The gouache at the left hand seems to make a great effect.
He spun the little sphere. I closed my eyes and swallowed as the image on the screens, consisting of Arb and some other stuff in orbit around us, snapped around wildly.
However, in truth, the six elements have not been changed in the slightest.
He was referring to the row of six numbers lined up across the bottom of the simulated display. The same six numbers I'd once taught Barb about in the refectory kitchen.
That's right, I said. You can spin around all you want and it won't change your orbital elements, which is all that really matters.
A six-way indicator in the lower right began to flicker, which told me that Jules was using his other hand, the Dexter, as he called it, to play with the mushroom, which he called a joystick. The six orbital elements began to fluctuate. One of them changed from green to yellow.
Aha, I said. You just screwed up your inclination. You're out of plane now.
Very significant in the long run, he said. And yet, deceptively, I observe no great difference now.
Exactly. Let me run it forward, though, to show you what happens. I had an instructor's control panel, which I used to fast-forward the simulation, compressing the next half hour into about 10 seconds. The other satellites drifted so far away from us that they were lost to sight.
Once you get so far away that you can't see your friends or can't tell them apart from all of the decoys,
I am perdu, he said flatly.
Can you make it run backward?
Of course. I ran the simulation back to just after he had messed up his inclination.
How can I fix it? Like so, perhaps?
He muttered, and tried something with the joystick. The inclination got a little worse, and the eccentricity jumped through yellow to red.
Merde, he said. I am fouled up now on two of the six.
Try the reverse of what you just did, I suggested. He fired the opposite thruster, and the eccentricity improved, but semi-major axis got worse.
Quite a fine puzzle, he said. Why did I study linguistics instead of celestial mechanics? Linguistics got me into this excellent mess. Only physics can get me out.
What's it like up there? I asked him. He was getting frustrated, and I thought he might benefit from a break.
Oh, you have seen the model, I am sure. It is quite accurate in the externals which can be viewed by your telescopes. Of course, most of the 40,000 never see any of that. Only the internals of the orb stack where they live their whole lives.
He was speaking of the living heart of the Dabinernud. 16 hollow spheres, each a bit less than a mile in diameter, clustered about a central axis that rotated to produce pseudo-gravity.
That's what I'm asking about, I said. What's that community of 10,000 Laterans like?
Split now, between the fulcrum and the pedestal.
The fulcrum was the opposition movement, led by the Phthosians.
But in normal times?
Until we came here, and the positions of pedestal and fulcrum became so hard, it was like a nice provincial town with perhaps a university or research lab. Each orb is half full of water. The water is covered with houseboats. On the roofs of them, we grow our own food.
Oh, I remember food.
Each race has four of the orbs, I assume.
Officially, yes, but there is, of course, some mixing of the communities. When the ship is not under acceleration, we can open certain doors to join neighboring orbs, and one moves freely between them. In one of the orbs of La Terre, we have a school.